Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. On Money FM 89.3, The Washington Report with Nirmal Ghosh, U.S. Bureau Chief with The Straits Times.
Money FM 89.3, you're in The Breakfast Huddle, Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank joining you.
So there's some good news for U.S. workers. U.S. hiring surged in March as the economic recovery accelerated and employers added 916,000 jobs.
Meanwhile, e-commerce giant Amazon has had to issue an apology to a U.S. lawmaker after falsely denying that some of its drivers are forced at times to urinate in plastic bottles. No, that's not an April Fool's joke.
Wow. Okay, and finally, the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, charged with murdering George Floyd in Minneapolis last May, is underway. We found out what we've learned so far. On the line with us is Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh. Good morning, Nirmal.
Yep, good morning. So, Nirmal, the U.S. economy saw a surge in hiring in March. Vaccinations have increased, officials have eased restrictions, and people are pushing to return to their pre-pandemic activities.
Yeah, so estimates suggest the growth rate in 2021 could hit 6% or higher. You've got U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also saying that she's hopeful that near full employment could return this year.
So is this cause for cautious optimism? Which sectors are hiring and what still needs to happen to get pre-COVID employment levels?
Hi there. Good morning. Yes, definitely an optimistic scenario. Vaccine administration has scaled up quite dramatically, but there is still concern over pockets where state authorities lifted mask mandates and opened up indoor dining and so forth. In some states, cases are up and hospitalization is up. And by the way, if you look further north, British Columbia and Canada has been hit by a large number of cases of the B1 variant, which emerged from Brazil. And Alberta as well is in bad shape. So there remains concern, to be sure, across North America. But there is a sense as well of optimism that the United States is getting over the hump. The recovery that we saw in those job numbers is being led by the construction sector, leisure and hospitality, and bars and restaurants. So there is pent-up demand, and even in some cases, pent-up cash, especially for travel, for property purchases, and so forth.
All right, Nirmal. Amazon has apologized to U.S. politician Democrat Mark Pocan, who for falsely denying that the company's drivers are at times forced to urinate in plastic bottles. Gosh, this blows my mind, Nirmal. I mean, what prompted this initial tweet and how did the apology come about?
Right. So Mark Pocan, a Democrat from Wisconsin, had tweeted about Amazon workers having to urinate in water bottles. The official Amazon Twitter account then replied, "If that were true, nobody would work for us." But then it emerged that some drivers do have to urinate in bottles. So Amazon then had to apologize. There are a lot of things tied up in this, of course, work and time pressure, the pressure that these workers are under, and also the fact that there are not enough public toilets in America. But the bigger issue is Amazon's practices, that it doesn't treat its workers very well. Take, for example, unions. Most Amazon workers in Europe are apparently unionized, but they are not unionized in the States. This may change within days, by the way, if an effort to unionize in Alabama works out. But Amazon has thus far not allowed unions to be formed. So the initial criticism by Mark Pocan was meant to highlight these broader conditions for Amazon workers that have increasingly been coming to light.
Nirmal, an attack at the U.S. Capitol complex in Washington, D.C. has left one police officer dead and another in hospital with injuries, this coming out over the weekend. But details are still scarce. Police officials have said it doesn't appear to be terrorism related. So what do we actually know?
Yes, the attacker was a 25-year-old African-American man called Noah Green. He rammed his car into one of the barriers around the Capitol and then emerged from the car with a knife and attacked the police, who had to shoot him. He died a little later, and one of the two police officers he injured with the car and with the knife, it's not entirely clear, one of them also died. The attacker has been described as a quiet sort of person interested in athletics, but had recently shown signs of changed behavior. All this is, of course, still being investigated because he was not on anyone's radar. But apparently he was increasingly interested in the Nation of Islam, which is an extreme group which believes in black people being superior to white people. And it is important to note as well that its belief system is rejected by mainstream Muslims. The Southern Poverty Law Center lists it as an anti-Semitic group as well. So that's what we know so far. And no, it is not terrorist related. This appears to have been on the face of it so far, a lone act by an individual who potentially had mental issues. And mental health, by the way, is a big concern in America, but that's another story.
Oh, this is going to raise a lot more conversation, this one. Another one out of the United States, controversy surrounding Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is under federal investigation for sexual misconduct.
Yeah, this New York Times report came out that the Justice Department is investigating whether Gaetz had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old and paid for her to travel with him. I mean, if these allegations are accurate, then he could have violated federal sex trafficking laws.
Actually, Nirmal, could you help us understand what's this term? It's being called the Gaetz Gate. What do we know so far about it?
Right. So the contention is that he traveled with a 17-year-old girl. He paid for it, and apparently they had sex. If that is the case, that possibly violated federal trafficking laws. A variety of federal statutes makes it illegal to induce someone under 18 to travel over state lines to engage in sex in exchange for money or something of value. So Gaetz has denied all of this, saying the accusation is part of an attempt to extort money from him. There is a separate investigation going on into that as well. All this emerged from an investigation into a close associate of his called Joel Greenberg, who was a tax official in Florida until he was charged with sex trafficking a minor. Now, Matt Gaetz apparently freely boasted about access to women thanks to his friendship with Greenberg. That may not help his case, but any charges would hinge on whether it is true that he actually traveled with this 17-year-old and paid for that and also had sex with her.
Gosh, just an alarming story. Speaking of alarming, the top homicide investigator in the U.S. city of Minneapolis has said that former police officer Derek Chauvin used totally unnecessary force when arresting George Floyd. We've all heard about this story, and now the trial is ongoing. What else has happened during the first few days of it?
We saw a lot of emotional testimony from a number of eyewitnesses. What it boils down to is that Chauvin was using unnecessary force on George Floyd, as you mentioned, when he was no longer a threat. Chauvin in particular had his full weight on Floyd with a knee on his neck for several minutes, ignoring calls from people around, bystanders and responders, to get off him. And the testimony hasn't come just from ordinary bystanders, but from one person who is trained in martial arts, from a medical emergency responder and so forth, and of course from the police officer you mentioned. A lot of the time we have seen witnesses break down on the stand. Some have said they regret not doing more to save the man. So a particularly emotional trial, given that there were so many witnesses and the whole incident was filmed as well. And the whole emotions were supercharged over this.
I can imagine how difficult it must be. I mean, to say that you wish you had done more to save George Floyd if you were there. What are you going to do? These are two armed police officers as well.
Yeah, and a lot of people are reliving a trauma that they saw. It's certainly been a very moving and very difficult trial.
Yeah, incredible. We've been speaking with Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh. Nirmal, appreciate your time. As always, we'll catch up with you again next week.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.